Fury 6, England 0. Full-time score in an hour's time. You're listening to Radioactive, and for the next half hour, we welcome Radio 4, who join us for tonight's very special edition of the Mike Stand Show. And here he is now, Mike Stand. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Good to see you.
Yes, it must be. Great. Terrific.
Well, yeah. I'm pretty excited, Mike, because tonight, as you know, we're going to be going over live to the Hotel Excelsior.
Oh, that's right, Mike.
Yeah, for this
year's Radioactive Awards ceremony.
That's right, Mike, the awards.
The awards for 1981.
That's right.
The awards that Radioactive listeners have been voting for.
That's right,
over the last 6 weeks.
I know.
Yeah.
And tonight, we find out who they've cast the most votes for.
Well, obviously we do, yeah. And I'll be there with a host of celebrities, and that's all coming up at 9 o'clock.
You're going off there now, are you?
Yep.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Terrific. Broadcasting to you locally, wherever you are in the nation, this is Radioactive. Welcome to the Mike Stand Show. My name's...
Mike Stand.
And a very special show for you tonight, as you've no doubt heard. But first of all, we've got to go over to Scotland Yard for tonight's police file with Pamela Johnson. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Mike. Well, police have tonight issued a description of a man known to have been involved in a bank robbery in Croydon last month. He's tall, slim, dark hair, blue eyes, an upturned nose, greying sideboards, a small scar on his left forefinger, an inside leg measurement of 34 inches, and a capped tooth free from the back on the left-hand lower jaw. His name is Jack Bronson. He lives at number 3 Eastern Way, Guildford, with his wife and two children. Phone number Guildford 58694. Anyone who knows anything about this man or has any knowledge of his whereabouts should have no worries at all, as he was arrested this morning and is now in police custody. Back to you, Mike.
Thanks, Pam. She'll be back at the same time tomorrow night, but right now, Radioactive, it's time for... Shipping forecast with Mike Cody. Every night about this time, we link up with Mike on board our weather ship, or just a few miles out to sea. And, hello, Mike. We understand you're experiencing some pretty turbulent weather out there. Hello, Mike?
Oh, God.
Mike? Well, it looks as if the weather might be causing one or two technical problems there. You know, short circuits, broken cables, that sort of thing. Well, perhaps we'd better just leave, Mike, just now. Our doubt is just putting the final touches to the shipping forecast. And we'll be back to him very shortly. In the meantime, let's take a break.
And now, Radioactive presents...
Commercial time.
Housewives, are you becoming tired of the daily drudge? Do the children get on your nerves? Is your husband just taking you for granted? In that case, what you need is a bit on the side. Yes. An Italian waiter, a Swedish masseur, or perhaps a rippling black athlete. Why not ring us at International Studs, the High Street, Romford, and be the envy of your friends?
Okay. Well, the awards are coming up later, so stay tuned. But now it's time for our book program. And last week, if you remember, we took a look at the increasingly worrying problem of adult illiteracy. But tonight, our resident book critic Roger Daly talks to David Trent.
Well, I have with me in the studio now David Trent, considered by many to be one of the greatest biographers of our generation.
Thank you.
But it has to be said that amongst critics, at least, insistent doubt still remains.
Ah, yes.
Mainly centred around your controversial choice of titles, Mr. Trent.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, this, your last biography on W.H. Auden, which you chose to call Phew, What a Bender.
That's right.
And yet the book is a very scholarly work.
Well, I hope so.
And here your definitive work on Oscar Wilde, entitled Bent as a Corkscrew.
Well, thank you for calling it definitive. I make no such claims myself.
No, but why the title?
Well, I don't know. I suppose that I wanted to, in using the image of the corkscrew, give the impression that Wilde was like a sort of piercing instrument whose wit opened up vintage wines of understanding about English society.
I see.
No, I'm joking. It was because he was a raving puff, actually.
And your next book is about Sir Michael Edwards, is that right?
Yes.
And its title?
Is Sir Michael Edwards and the Management Crisis at British Leyland in the Late 1970s.
Oh, I see. So a change of policy as regards titles on your part.
I hope so.
And after that?
Stephen Spender.
Title?
Spender the Bender.
Mr. Trent, don't you think the titles of your books exploit cheap prejudice and sensationalism with regard to homosexuals?
I mean, well,
the list speaks for itself. Your historical study of Edward II, Slip Me a Quick One, Piers. Yeah. An enormous classic work on Richard II's struggle against Henry IV, entitled Homo,
Homo
You
Don't.
I mean, most depressing, your beautiful work on Ratican's dramatic craft, Backs to the Wall, Blokes, Here Comes Terence. Don't the titles negate the serious scholarship and the intelligent concerns of the works themselves?
Well, I think the point is that when push comes to shove, faggots are more fun than facts.
But you are homosexual yourself, are you not?
No.
But it says here on the sleeve of your marvellous biography on Socrates...
Thank you. Put on the Parthenon.
Yes. I quote, David Trent is a practising homosexual.
Yes, that's right. I am practising to be a homosexual.
Trent, thank you very much. Radioactive.
Welcome back. Well, it's time to join Mike Flex, who should now hopefully be in the foyer of the Hotel Excelsior, where one or two rather important people are about to arrive for tonight's Royal Radioactive Award ceremony.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to this most glamorous of occasions. The foyer is now simply full of famous faces and household names. Only 10 yards away from me, I can see the receptionist guy from Crossroads, and he's just chatting there to, what's her name? Big Fat Blonde Tart. Used to be in all the old 60s comedies. Simon D. I've just heard on my headphones that the arrival of the Queen and Prince Philip is imminent. And in fact, I believe this is their car. Yes, yes, indeed, yes. The Queen just climbing out of her royal dershowt now, looking very attractive in a black satin evening dress and mink coat. Odd to see a car dressed quite so elegantly these days. Oh, and here comes the guest of honour, hot on their heels. Yes, as I thought, Harold Macmillan looking very dashing. Well, while all that's been going on, a few of our own guests have slipped past me, so over now to Nigel Pry in the hotel bar.
Hello, Nigel Pry here in the hotel bar. Well, can't see anybody at the moment, so I'll just have a quick word with this gentleman over here. Sir, if I may interrupt you, tell me, why are you here this evening?
Well, I'm kind of in the movie business.
Oh, I see. You're a sort of cameraman then.
No, not quite. I'm Robert Redford.
Oh. I'm Nigel Pry.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Pry.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Radford.
Redford.
Redford Radford. Funny name. good job you're not an actor, eh? Well, so you're a cameraman, then?
No, not quite.
Well, never mind. A couple of years, and I'm sure they'll give you a go. Oh, and I hear now on my headphones that we're now going over to the auditorium as the award ceremony is about to get underway.
Your Majesty... Your Royal Highness, ladies and gentlemen, in the blue corner. Oh, sorry, that's tomorrow. Welcome to the Royal Radioactive Rock Awards for 1981. Brought to you tonight by Radioactive in cooperation with Jenkins Car Rental Service, the High Street, Dagenham. Dear we present your hosts for this evening, Mike Channel and Anna Daptar. But first, here is a commercial break.
And now, Radioactive presents...
Commercial time.
Rent your car from Jenkins Car Rental Service, the High Street, Dagenham. Only 96 miles from this theatre. Thank you. And now, it's time for the Radioactive Awards for 1981. So will you please welcome Anna Adapter and Mike Channel?
Thank you.
Well, hi, Mike.
Hi, Anna.
Oh, good to see you.
Yes, it must be.
Terrific.
Well, we can't stand around here chatting all night, can we, Anna?
No, certainly not, Mike, that's for sure. So let's press on with the first award.
By the way, I should add that all the proceeds of this evening are going to charity. Huh? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. They're not going to charity, that's right. They're, in fact, going to Radioactive. OK, back to you, Anna.
Thanks, Mike. And the first award is for Most Popular Female Vocalist.
And remember, these have all been voted for by you, the Radioactive listeners across the country. Oh, no, I'm sorry, they've been chosen by a couple of Radioactive DJs. That's right, I got that wrong. Never mind, the nominations for the Most Popular Female Vocalist are...
Kate Bush... Josie from behind the counter at Radioactive Canteen, and Sheila Easton. And the winner is... Kate Bush.
Kate, congratulations.
Amazing.
How do you feel at this moment?
Oh, amazing, yeah.
Do you have any words to say?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I just want to thank my dad.
Your dad?
Yeah, amazing.
What does your dad do, Kate?
He's amazing.
Yeah, what does he do?
He's just amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He must have been to...
A stonemason.
Oh, he's a mason.
Yeah, he's really fantastic.
Kate Bush, ladies and gentlemen.
And the next award is for Most Original Lyricist of the Year. And the nominations for this one are...
Harry Nilsson, James Galway, and... Sheena Easton. And the winner is... Harry Nilsson. And here he is, the most original lyricist of the year, Harry Nilsson, ladies and gentlemen. Harry. And our third award for this evening is for Best Live Performance, and Anna has the nominations.
And they are Wild White Boy Fred Smith and Wild Screaming Lemon Pancake Arthur Jenkins, Peters and Lee, and Pink Floyd. No, I'm sorry, that's a misprint. It should be Sheila Easton. And the winner is... Wild White Boy Fred Smith and Wild Screaming Lemon Pancake Arthur Jenkins. And here they are.
Hi. Good evening. We'd like to sing you a song tonight called The Blues.
Hi. We'd like to sing you a song called The Blues. Hi.
To be serious for just a moment, the thing we both feel is most important about the blues is the fact that they arose from the really terrible suffering of the black slaves.
Yeah. Really terrible suffering that they suffered.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. But tonight we're going to make fun of them.
Yep. And for those of you who know anything about music, this song goes E-A-E-B-A-E.
Not very good lyrics, but a hell of a tune. Okay, The Blues.
Okay, The Blues. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, come in.
Yeah, sorry, I'll handle it. Can you come in, please? I'll handle it. Can you come in? Difficult for us to concentrate on singing the blues, which arose from the serious suffering of the black Negro slaves while they used to pick cotton.
What
if you don't tell him to come in, like you say, can you just come in, take a seat?
No, when I say come in, I mean come in!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Will you come in, please? No point telling you to...
No, damn.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, the blues. Okay, one, two, three, four.
Okay, go. Yep.
Where are you going?
So, I thought we'd given up.
Why?
Well, they weren't coming in. Will you come in, please? Just come in. Take a seat. Come in, and we will go on with the blues.
When I say go, I mean
go. No, go. Go home. We don't need you. Just get out of the studio. Go home.
No, I mean go start playing.
Yeah, come up here and start playing. See how you like it.
I mean you.
Me?
Yes.
The blues.
The blues.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Two, three, five.
I got the blues.
What are you doing now?
Will you just come in? It's very, very difficult. Well, I'm speaking a chorus. All the best blues got a chorus. You've got to have a chorus.
No, I don't need a chorus.
Yes, you do.
No, I know what it is.
What?
You want my blues. You have always been jealous of my blues.
No, I don't.
You bloody have.
No, I bloody haven't.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the
come in.
Last time, I hope, the blues. Okay, one, two, three, six.
I got the blues, I got them blues. I got the blues, I got those blues. I got the blues, I got the blues. I got the blues, I got the blues. I got the blues, I got the blues, I got the blues.
And survive.
And now the award for the nastiest new wave record. And to present it, we're very honoured to have Viscount Baskerville of Little Coombe.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I must say I'm very honoured and even surprised to be asked to present this award. Don't get out into the world anymore. Don't like it, really. Trolley buses whizzing about, beer fourpence a pint, you know, Zeppelin dropping bombs everywhere.
Get on with it!
Oh, right, okay. well, the winner is Snot Bag. Hello, which one of you is Mr. Snot Bag?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, good lad. I gather we're going to hear one of your ditties. So, what's it called? So here they are, the snot bags with their little song. Is that right? Yes, very nice.
Thank you, the snot bags. Well, on today's awards, we're taking in all shades of the current scene, electronic rock, new romanticism, heavy metal, and, of course, music. And we come now to the award for the best British male vocalist, and the nominations are...
Rod Stewart, Bill Coleman... and Sheena Easton.
And the winner is... Bill Kilman.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well, I'd just like to say how honoured I am to accept this this award. It really means a lot to me to be best British vocalist.
This is a great country, and I'd like to keep it that way. So, let's hear it for the British, eh? I mean, come on, we all hate foreigners, don't we, eh?
Yes, we do indeed, Bill. But now it's time for...
I mean, we'd all like to see barbed wire fences on the beaches again, wouldn't we, eh? I mean, we'd all like to see ferry boats full of foreigners capsize outside of Dover, wouldn't we?
We would indeed, Bill. But right now, it's time for the foreign awards.
Foreign awards? We don't want to hear any foreign awards here, do we? I mean, bloody ABBA, mammy, here I go again. Same tune, slightly different lyrics. I mean, bloody rubbish. We don't want to hear that, do we? We're British. We're proud to be, but we are. We are proud to be British, aren't we? I mean, I say British, but of course, I'm not including the Welsh or the Irish or the Scots, am I? No. I mean, they're all on a par with the Spanish, aren't they? No. I mean, I'm talking about the true blooded Englishmen, and when I say Englishmen, I don't mean women, do I? No. I don't mean, do I, people who live outside of Croydon, do I? So let's hear it. Let's hear it, all of us here, for the pure blooded Englishmen of 17 Sotheby Road, Croydon. That is, except for Clive in the basement flat, who I think has more than a touch of the tar brush in him. So all us true Englishmen from 17 Sotheby Road, stand up and be counted. I mean, come on, let's be counted now. I mean, I'm standing up. I mean, I can hold my head high and honestly say, I am one. I can say I'm one.
You
are.
But we move rapidly on to the Sheena Easton Award for the female vocalist most voted for in the award ceremonies. And the nominations are...
Sheena Easton, Kate Bush, and Sheena Easton. And the winner is... Kate Bush.
Well, that seems to have just about wrapped up these awards, Mike.
Well, not quite, Anna, because we've still got...
of course.
The best single of the year.
Yes, indeed. So here it is, the best single of the year.
Scored by Geoffrey Boycott in the first one-day match against Australia.
And later released by the Brotherhood of Man. So, we leave the awards, as always, with your nominations for the least successful record of the year, and it is...
The PCs.
Without a patron, I was so depressed I started preaching. Feel like Debbie Harry's hair without a blitzing. Telling kids to keep down the noise. Are you surprised I lost my? Some pool with a shark in, but then suicide's a crime. Don't want to waste the police's time. Just quietly do myself in. Like the guy in that book by Solzhenitsyn. I'm so in.
Well, that seems to be it from the awards ceremony. Hope you enjoyed it. I didn't. Just been sitting here doing nothing while it was on. Do you know there are over 600 roses on the wallpaper in my studio? 640, to be precise. Nobody invited me. They're all sitting there knocking back the champagne. I can't even get a cup of tea. They invited the bloody tea lady. Anyway, here's me, signing off with a nice big glass of water, a wave and a laugh. Ha bloody ha.
Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson-Wood, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope and Michael Stevens. Music was by Philip Pope, and the programme was written by Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins and Richard Curtis, with additional material from Rory McGrath, Michael Stevens and the producer, Jimmy Mulville.